This Tourist A Radio destination takes us to the Flinders Ranges. And now we're joined by Barbara Smythe, Marketing Coordinator with Pitchy Ritchie Railway Preservation Society. G'day, Barbara. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, David.
Now, hey, it'd be fair to say the Pitchy Ritchie Railway is definitely a Flinders Ranges tradition, isn't it?
It certainly is. Pitchy Ritchie Railway was formed back in 1973, ran their first train in 1974. So we have quite a long history. And over that time, we have evolved into one of South Australia's major railway attractions. In fact, one of the major attractions, not just railway, it attracts all people from all walks of life, not just fans. Fans.
Okay, and it's run by volunteers largely, isn't it?
Yes, we don't employ anyone. The operation is totally run by volunteers from administration down to all forms. Track is all volunteer maintained. Carriages are all maintained by volunteers. All the staff are volunteers. So we all put in hard yards.
Okay, and of course the train does roll through some spectacular scenery in the Flinders Ranges. Are we talking steam or diesel locomotives?
We could operate steam in the fire. Once the fire restrictions are lifted in April and then imposed again in October, we are unable to operate steam in the summer months. But from Easter, April, through to the end of October, we will operate on average about 70 trains a year in that 6-7 months. 50 of those will be a half-day journey that originate in Quorn and travel 16 kilometres into the Pitchy Ritchie Pass to Woolshed Flat, and then they return back to Woolshed Flat, back to Quorn. The other 20 operations that we, services that we operate, originate in Port Augusta, and they're a full-day journey. They depart at 10:30 in the morning and travel to Quorn, 42 kilometres through the Pitchy Ritchie Pass, which, as you know, is absolutely stunning scenery. And in the winter months when the hillsides are cloaked with green, it's just an absolute picture. So those trains are full-day journeys, and they return again to Port Augusta at 4:30 in the afternoon. Passengers spend 2 hours in Quorn to purchase their lunch at one of the fantastic coffee shops or the pubs that are offering their lunch services.
And some of these carriages have been on the planet for a very long time too, haven't they?
Yes, we have carriages from both the South Australian Railways system and also from the Commonwealth Railways. Both systems operated over the original GAN line, which is where we operate. Initially, the services were run by the South Australian Railways, so we have a number of their old carriages which we use. And then in the late 20s, the Commonwealth Railways took over the service through to, eventually Alice Springs. And so we have a Commonwealth Railways locomotive, which we use on the GAN Railway, the GAN line, and we also have Commonwealth Railways carriages.
Okay, is there anything extra happening over the school holiday period?
School holidays are always very busy times for us. We'll be operating 11 services in the next 2 weeks. There will be full-day trips from Port Augusta, and the remainder are short half-day trips from Quorn. So we'll be busy, and we'll enjoy that time.
Okay, a great experience for anybody who's never had a shot at this one before. Barbara Smythe, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome, David.
For more information on this Tourist A Radio destination, head to tourista.com.au.